It is the first case of Ebola that was diagnosed in the United States. The announcement made less than an hour ago by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The so far unidentified patient was admitted to a hospital in Dallas, Texas, after coming down with symptoms that the CDC says are consistent with the illness. Director Dr. Thomas Frieden.
This individual left Liberia on the 19th of September. Arrived in the U.S. on the 20th of September, had no symptoms when departing Liberia or entering this country, but 4 or 5 days later, around the 24th of September, began to develop symptoms.
Frieden says Ebola can be fatal, and it often has in West Africa, but with proper treatment, patients can recover, as three Americans who contracted the virus did while working in that part of the world. Daria Albinger, ABC News.